The Knoxville Opera is presenting a production of Donizetti's L'Elisir d'Amore, or The Elixir of Love, Valentine's Day weekend, or more specifically, Friday, February 14th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, the 16th at 2:30. As always, performances will be given in the Tennessee Theater with an opera preview hosted by Maestro Selesky, given 45 minutes prior to each performance. Here to talk with me today about this delightful opera is stage director Brian Diedrich. Welcome, Brian, and thanks so much for coming in to talk with me.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, to begin with, why was this opera selected to be performed on Valentine's Day weekend?
Come on, what fits better than the Elixir of Love? Even if you don't speak Italian, L'Elisir d'Amore. Write that. It makes people, puts the hair up on the back of their necks. It says something is fun. And on Valentine's Day, what could be better?
Absolutely. One of the things that strikes me about this opera are the colorful, well-developed characters. Can you tell us about some of them?
I think this is extraordinary, this piece, because if you go back to the dates, it's 180 years old, and yet those characters are as fresh, as vibrant, as alive, as sexy, as sensual then as they are today. And I think that's one of the things that really attracts me to the piece. First and foremost, you've got Adina, who is the rich landowner in the area, so she's the wealthiest person on stage, but she's just been terribly unlucky in love. Can you feel the beginnings of a story happening here? And of course, the village idiot, the one who's always been picked on, the class loser, the kid who was pantsed at football games as a child, Nemorino, he of course has to be the one who is passionately in love with Adina, which because it's Italian opera, that means he's a tenor. And you've got those two, absolutely not a chance of them falling in love. To make the triangle a little bit more complicated, into the town swaggers the soldier Belcore, who's probably not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he has the best impression of himself that you can imagine. And he sees, cha-ching, the opportunity to get a little cash by falling in love and wedding and bedding Adina. So you've got those three in three different directions at the same time. And just to stir the pot, you then bring in Dr. Dulcamara. And Dr. Dulcamara is like something out of The Wizard of Oz, who comes in, and he's a bit of a shyster. He's the one who provides the elixir of love, and goodness knows what is in those bottles of elixir, but it's more what he convinces people to believe is in those bottles. And from that point, whether it's 200 years old or 2014, we tell a crazy and wonderful little story.
You sort of just touched on it a little bit, but this is one of the most frequently performed operas in the repertory. It's nearly 200 years old. Why do you think it remains so popular?
I think for the most part, for so many people, opera is all about the fat ladies with horns on their heads who are screaming and wailing and moaning and destroying their lives or the lives of other people around them. And then all of a sudden, with a comic genius like Donizetti, whether it's with Elixir of Love or with Don Pasquale, these are two of the greatest comic operas ever written by any composer. And it's just one of those times that every so often you want to go home happy, as opposed to, oh, we just, what's the blood count or body count on the stage? And it's really, really magical, this kind of stuff. And sometimes you really want a little happiness at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And what about the music?
The music is sublime. The music is wonderful. It's frankly infuriating to me, because of course we're in rehearsal and you want to go home at the end of the day and shut your brain down and think about something else. And the Germans have this fantastic word, Ohrwurm, which means the earworm. And it's when you hear those little tiny pieces of music that go over and over and over again in your head all night long. Donizetti, I guarantee you, there's that kind of music. It's joyous, it's vibrant, it's alive, and it doesn't go away easily.
Stays in your head. Ohrwurm.
Ohrwurm. Isn't that a great word? The Germans are better than anybody about coming in with great words.
Have you directed The Elixir of Love before?
Yeah, this one, it will be, it's only my third. And the funny thing about an opera is everybody thinks, okay, you've done it once, you're going to do the same thing again and again. The minute you walk into a room and have a different group of artists, you have to start telling the whole story in a different way. So certain things are the same. Biggest question that ever comes up with this opera is, how does Dulcamara get onto the stage? Because it's a huge tradition. His arrival is supposed to be one of those best-kept secrets. So, of course, I'm not going to tell you, but I think Dr. Dulcamara arrives in a really interesting way in this production.
Can you talk about some of the choices that you've made to make this production unique and fresh?
Well, when Brian Selesky came to me and asked me to do this show and said it opens on Valentine's Day, well, of course you begin to think of things a little bit differently. It is already a romance. It is joyous. It's lovely. There's a little sadness here and there. But you look to find the jokes and the fun and the silliness that make it even more appropriate. So if there's a pratfall, we'll find it in this show. If there's something that lifts it off the page or lifts it out of the musical score and allows people to just sit back and laugh. With Donizetti, and particularly this opera, you want people to go, I didn't know opera could be so much fun. And I guess one of the things that I'm kind of good at, or I'm really lucky to have great people around me, is shtick. And if we can find something that's going to make you laugh, we'll go crazy. I don't want to tell you anything because I know you will be there being a music person yourself. And there's just those moments there. But when Mr. Belcori is showing off his attributes, for example, I'll tell you after the show how we did some of those special effects.
Say there's somebody out there listening right now who has never attended an opera before. Is this a good first opera to attend?
I think this is probably a perfect first opera because, yes, it's a comedy. It is immensely, immensely accessible so that there's no way when you first, in the first 5 minutes of the opera, you kind of know that she is avoiding him and there's a reason and he's after her and there's a reason. So it's terribly easy to follow. Whenever they do a show here by the Knoxville Opera, they always use the surtitles so that overhead, it's terribly easy to understand. And I don't know, I just like having a little bit of joy in my life and I think other people do that as well.
You know, it's a very fun opera and has some recognizable arias in it as well.
I think that's one of the great things about the piece, that even if you don't specifically or can't say, what's that? I don't know this one very well. But there's at least two or three pieces of music when you're going to go, I've heard that before. It's sometimes not from this particular opera, but I know often you'll get a toilet paper commercial and they'll use that. And you'll hear the Barber of Seville and they'll be selling pizzas with that one and these ones. And there's some of that really identifiable music in here that just triggers your little orvorm and makes you go, oh, I want more of this.
Tell us a little bit about some of the singers who are starring in this production.
This is my second time here in Knoxville, and I am so happy to be reunited with Sean Anderson, who is playing Belcore, the captain of the guard, who is just one of the most creative and interesting performers I've ever seen here in your country. Along with him is Stefania Dauphin. She is from the Ukraine, based in Karlsruhe in Germany, and now living here in the States, and she is singing an absolutely splendid Adina. Along with her is Josh Cole. And this is a tough role because you're playing the guy who's a little bit, okay, a lot, of a doofus, and yet this guy has to be able to sing like a god. And in Josh Cole, who is from Connecticut, he is absolutely sublime. And then Rod Kelman, our Dr. Dulcamara, he is funniness, which isn't even a word, in the extreme, just an absolutely fantastic performer. And then, because of where I am right now, it is so terrific when you get to come to a city like Knoxville because of the splendid music program that you've got here at UT. The chorus is filled with really fine, fun, exuberant, and talented singers. This is such a gift to a show like this that it is beautifully sung right from top to bottom with terrific people.
How long have you been directing opera productions, and what drew you into this art form?
I started out in theater, and I always had that yearning to play or have fun in bigger sandboxes, is how I describe it. Because when you're doing a play, oh my goodness, if there's 10 characters and 2 sets and 20 costumes, you're doing a great big production. Well, heck, the Aida that I just finished in North Carolina had 110 people in it at the top of the triumphal scene. So I like to tell stories on a great big canvas, and I think I was doing work for income tax, don't we all, just the other day, and I think this is my 76th production of an opera.
What have been some of your favorite operas to direct, and why?
I know it sounds like I'm plugging something, but I have to say coming back to Elixir is always an absolute dream. I like working in the German repertoire so that doing Wagner or something like Kurt Weill gives me an enormous amount of happiness. I think I've probably done more Aidas than you've had hot dinners, and it never fails to lose its pleasure. Bohème, I know everybody goes Bohème, Bohème, Bohème. It's one of the best known operas, but I love it to distraction. That's my next project up in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And to be able to tell a story like that on the canvas of Paris at the turn of the century is just such a treat. Maybe the best answer is your favorite opera is always the one that you're working on at the time.
I have been speaking with Brian Diedrich, the stage director of Knoxville Opera's upcoming production of Donizetti's The Elixir of Love. Performances are Valentine's Day evening at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 16th at 2:30. More information at 524-0795 or knoxvilleopera.com.